Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And as we follow the latest from Afghanistan, one of the voices we're hearing from today is that of a veteran who is now a politician. 11 years ago, while serving in Afghanistan, Brian Mast lost both of his legs to an explosive device. Mast is now a Republican congressman in Florida, and he's been a longtime supporter of withdrawing from Afghanistan, but not the way the Biden administration has done it. And Congressman Brian Mast joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Glad to join you today.
Yes, thank you for being here. Congressman, I want to start off by asking you, when you hear President Biden say he has only done what several other presidents failed to do and that leaving Afghanistan would have never ended smoothly, what do you hear?
I hear he's totally full of crap. That's what I hear. Everything that he did was totally backwards. And I could just run down the list easily, right? Number one, you pull out the people with the guns before you pull out the people without the guns. Totally backwards. You leave one of the most heavily fortified air bases and then force your military to go and defend a very indefensible airport that they hadn't been defending for years. President Trump had the drawdown down to about, 2,500 troops. Now we're back up to 7,000 to 8,000 troops because of the chaotic matter in which this was done. They get the military out before they get the civilians out. You know, the situations of how this is so backwards. If he truly believed that no matter what, the Afghans were going to fold and the Taliban was going to take over, then why in the world would you leave one rifle, one surface-to-air asset, one piece of armor, one anything? Everything about this was done totally inaccurately or incorrectly, totally backwards, and President Biden owns this wholly.
Well, Congressman, let me ask you something else, though, about this. I hear what you're saying. Four U.S. presidents, though, have been involved in making decisions about Afghanistan. Why is pinning the responsibility important in this moment when we're dealing with a humanitarian crisis?
Pinning the responsibility is something that is a part of conversation. Truthfully, it's not the most important thing that's going on in this moment. The most important thing that's going on in this moment is that you still have thousands of Americans that are in Afghanistan, having evacuated our heavily fortified embassy as well, that we need to get out. That you have thousands of assets, tens of thousands of U.S. assets and their families that we're not sure exactly how we're going to get them properly vetted and get them out. And then beyond that, you have the most well-equipped Taliban in the history of the Taliban in a 20-year war because they now have all of the munitions that this administration left behind. Those are the most important things going on. Blame, that's a part of the conversation, but there are serious ongoing missions that, unfortunately, the number one priority of this administration is the optics of what's going on and not doing this in the safest and most responsible possible way.
You mentioned the strategy of President Trump, former President Trump, who secured a deal with the Taliban. President Biden says that left him with the choice to either fully withdraw or risk more fighting. Do you think that deal that Trump made is at least partially at fault for what we're seeing now?
I do not think the deal that President Trump made is at fault whatsoever. Because, again, you look at what the administration was doing, the Trump administration, what Secretary Pompeo was doing, as they were assessing the situation on the ground, moving more troops out, moving them out from one place at a time, reacting to what the situation was on the ground, not saying, we're going to pull all of the troops out of this airbase in the dark of night, not alert anybody to the fact that this is going on, and leave them high and dry. That wasn't the way that the Trump administration was conducting this. And I think wholly, we'll never know, but I think wholly, if the situation on the ground would have changed, they would have changed that. But I'll give you one other quick point on this. Name to me one other situation about policy where you have President Biden saying, well, because President Trump made this commitment or because President Trump was doing this, then I have to stick to that. Because President Trump authorized the XL pipeline, did that continue? No, he canceled it. Because President Trump went out there and was constructing a border wall on our southern border, Did President Biden continue that, or did he stop that immediately? He stopped it immediately. Did President Trump have a remain in Mexico policy that people trying to cross our southern border weren't going to be able to come in? They had to remain in Mexico. No, President Biden got rid of that. What about President Trump getting out of the Iran nuclear deal or the Paris climate deal? Biden didn't follow through with any one of those. He's totally using that as an excuse.
We will have to pick up this conversation another time. I literally have 15 seconds with you. What do you want to see from President Biden in this moment right now?
I would love to see a shred of strength. Go out there and show our allies that the U.S. is still there, that we're not going to negotiate with Iran, that we're going to support our allies in the Ukraine, that we're going to get our people out and those that helped us out. Show a shred of strength is what I would like to see.
Congressman Brian Mast, Republican from Florida, thank you.